That's the band Camel from back in 1976 here on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo on 98.1 KZE. That's called Song Within a Song, part of their 1976 album Moon Madness. Camel, a band that came together in 1971. One constant member has been in Camel throughout their history, and technically I think they're still active today. That one member, Andrew Latimer, play guitar, vocalist, play some flute, recorder. You gotta love a recorder in rock and roll, right? Gotta have one. Keyboards as well. Andrew Latimer, the one constant member there for the entire history of the band Camel. And that was Song Within a Song from Moon Madness, with 10,000 Maniacs before that, covering Roxy Music. And their version of More Than This comes from Love Among the Ruins, the first album 10,000 Maniacs released after the departure of Natalie Merchant with new vocalist Mary Ramsey. The year was 1997 for Love Among the Ruins. 10,000 Maniacs, Camel, together on 98.1 KZE. And coming up, two more from the Beach Boys from Pet Sounds.
Hi, this is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have over 80 local vendors with seasonal fruit, veggies, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, and other specialty goods and essential items. There will be live music, community groups, and special events. That's the Kingston Farmers Market in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown, Saturdays from 9 to 1, rain or shine. Find out more about our events and programs at kingstonfarmersmarket.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for shopping local and supporting your local food economy. See you on Saturday.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500. And save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at 981KZE.com.
Kingston Implant Center. Predictable tooth replacement using the latest advancements, including computer-guided dental implant placement.
Hi, I'm Dr. Thomas Single. I've been practicing dentistry in the Hudson Valley since 2006. You may have heard personal experiences of people having mixed results with dental implants. That's why I created the Kingston Implant Center, so you can have dependable tooth replacement. By using 3D imaging and computer-guided implant placement, the success rate of dental implants increases dramatically. And that's why we can offer you a 15-year implant guarantee.
Kingston Implant Center. Predictable tooth replacement using the latest advancements, including computer-guided dental implant placement. On Broadway in Kingston and KingstonImplantCenter.com. If you mention this ad, the initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at KingstonImplantCenter.com.
Hi everyone, this is Nurse Mary from Heart to Soul Cardiac Wellness, and you are listening to the Hudson Valley's own 98.1 KZE.
And the Hudson Valley is so happy to have us, it makes noises on Friday nights. And these are the Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo. And we're celebrating the 60th anniversary of one of the greatest albums ever released, Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, released by Capitol Records May 16th in 1966. So the anniversary, the 60th anniversary, is tomorrow. It was the Beach Boys' 11th studio album, their 12th album overall, if you count their first live album. And Pet Sounds was the follow-up to Beach Boys Party, the album released in November of 65. Now, to set the stage for the release of Pet Sounds, Capitol Records issued two singles in March. The first one was Caroline No, which was credited to Brian Wilson solo, making it the first solo release from Brian Wilson. And for the B-side of that single, Capitol Records went back to the Beach Boys' 1965 album Summer Days and Summer Nights. On that album was an instrumental called Summer Means New Love, and that was on the B-side of the Caroline No single. And like the A-side, Summer Means New Love was credited to Brian Wilson solo, even though it was technically a Beach Boys song. 2 weeks after Caroline No came out, as the first solo release from Brian Wilson, a new single from the Beach Boys was issued. And it was Sloop John B., the traditional tune. Again, Capitol Records went back to the summer of 1965 and the Summer Days and Summer Nights album for the B-side for that single, You're So Good to Me. Now, I point out those two singles because you had Caroline No solo from Brian Wilson. You had Sloop John B. from the Beach Boys. Both of those songs would end up on the new Beach Boys album, Pet Sounds, which came out in May. And as a result of Caroline No being included on Pet Sounds, folks forget that it was initially released as the solo debut from Brian Wilson. Let's hear it now. Caroline No. It's from Brian Wilson. It's from the Beach Boys. It's both on 98.1 KZE, celebrating 60 years of Pet Sounds.
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know? How could you lose that happy glow? Oh, Carolina,
This is Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE. And here's Richard Barone and James Mastro.
I flew a falcon, I flew a thunderbird, I threw everything away. There was a pasture, someone was chanting, I couldn't listen anyway. And in the future, if there is time left, then I will show you how I feel. Too many scared guys, too many scared guys. I wanna kiss you, but I'll go away. Let me go away. Let me go away. Let me go away. Let me go.
Richard Barone and James Mastro together. At the time in 1983, they were one half of the band The Bongos out of Hoboken, New Jersey. The Bongos came together in 1980. But in 83, Richard Barone and James Mastro decided to take a break, brief break from The Bongos and work with producer Mitch Easter. And the result was an album called Nuts and Bolts, again from 1983. Nuts and Bolts has been out of print for decades. It's back now on CD with bonus tracks. And that was Flew a Falcon, the Richard Barone song there. Richard Barone and James Mastro together here on 98.1 KZE. And before that, too, from the Beach Boys off Pet Sounds, Let's Go Away for a While was an instrumental from the Beach Boys. And before that, it was Caroline No, first released as a single by Brian Wilson, and then a few months later, part of the Beach Boys album, Pet Sounds. And I'll have more from Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys coming your way next hour here on 98.1 KZE.
The Arts and Culture Calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Newberry Artisan Market, home to over 35 local Hudson Valley vendors at 236 Main Street and Saugerties. NewberryArtisanMarket.com. Transcendental, Dr. Bruce Milner, in a new expanded office on Maverick Road in Woodstock, transcenddental.net. And by Catskill Mountain High Dispensary in the Kingston Plaza, offering finely curated cannabis selections from the Hudson Valley. Delivery available at CatskillMTNHigh.com. At the Phoenicia Playhouse, Sunday, May 17th at 2 p.m., local filmmakers I Like It Here. Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m., Flying Cat Music presents Deb Callahan Band. The Phoenicia Playhouse, celebrating its 50th season. PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. At the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, Friday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m., world-renowned cellist Amanda Forsyth. Tickets and info at thestissingcenter.org. At James Street Arts Center in Socrates, New York, on display May 16th through June 20th, Surreal Group Exhibition. First Thursday Life Drawing Sessions and First Friday Long Pose Life Drawing Sessions are back at James Street Arts Center. Check their class calendar for details. JamesStreetArtsCenter.com. At Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York, Sunday, May 10th at 1 p.m., The Met Live in HD presents Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin, Encore. Monday, May 11th at 3:45 p.m., Steal This Story, Please. Screening this week at TSL, Coup 53, Bellissima, Blue Heron, Mad Bills to Pay, The Drama. On view April 18th through May 17th, Beyond the Pale, Jenny Snyder. Tickets and info at timeandspace.org. At the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. On view through June 7th, Bunmei Kaika, Political Landscape in Early Modern and Modern Japan. On view through August 30th, Splitting the Horizon, Frederick Church Between Border and Bridge. On view through May 24th, Women's Work, Organizing New York Independent Film and Video. Running through October 4th, The Botanist at Vassar. Vassar.edu/the Loeb. At the Samuel Dorsky Museum at SUNY New Paltz. Ongoing in the Seminar Gallery, Space to Create. Ongoing in the Corridor Gallery and Sarah Bedrick Gallery, A Living Collection. On view April 24th through May 19th in the Chandler and North Galleries, BFA and MFA Thesis, Spring 26. On view February 8th through July 12th, Watts per Lumen, newpulse.edu/museum. And that's a look at our arts and culture calendar on 98.1 KZE.
Northern Dutch's Botanical Gardens is one of those treasures that gardeners seek out on their annual spring forage. The coolest thing about Northern Dutch's Botanical Gardens is that it breathes. It's a living, working greenhouse operation where the plants we grow are the plants we sell. We have an extraordinary variety of annuals, perennials, vegetables, and herbs that will satisfy every gardener, with greenhouses and sales yard nestled nicely in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, in as relaxed a setting as a nursery can have. Stock is arranged with you in mind, ensuring a more satisfying and informative plant buying experience for every level of gardener. But be warned, finding Northern Dutch's Botanical Gardens can be challenging. A keen sense of direction and an even sharper sense of adventure is essential. Or you can go online to ndbgonline.com for directions. For those who seek, horticultural wonders await. Northern Dutch's Botanical Gardens, a journey well worth the effort. ndbgonline.com.
Hi, this is Brian Zellmer, Executive Director of the Bardavon Opera House in Poughkeepsie and UPAC in Kingston, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
And this is Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo. Music lost one of its great producers and engineers this past Monday, May 11th, when Jack Douglas died at the age of 80. Jack was a native of the Bronx, and I'm also a native of the Bronx, and I pointed that out to Jack when I met him some years ago. I actually met him on two occasions. Such a nice man. And such a major figure in rock. He was there at the beginning for the band Aerosmith, produced so many of their albums through the years. Of course, he produced John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Double Fantasy. Jack Douglas produced Dallas Cooper. He worked with the Patti Smith Group. He worked with Cheap Trick. So many artists. That's just a handful of names that worked with Jack Douglas. The band Zebra just popped into my head. And Jack was there for Cheap Trick at the beginning. He produced their debut album from 1977, simply called Cheap Trick. And if you got that album, you drop the needle on side one. This is what you heard here on 98.1 KZE.
Be around when you call me, I'll be around you. to see me last night. I was laying in my bed and dying. Anybody know from sin? Angel, say the weather down here so fine. Just then the wind came falling through the door, but who can the weather command? Just wanna have a little peace to die. And a friend or two I love at hand. Fever roll up to 105. Roll on up, gonna roll back down. One more day, I find myself alive. Tomorrow, maybe go beneath the ground.
Run and see. expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep through the night. Some people say a lie is a lie is a lie, but I say why? Why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child?
That's New and That's Live. And that was Super from, I guess you could call them a super group of singer-songwriters. I'm With Her. And a great version of Paul Simon's The Obvious Child, I'm With Her, is Sarah Giroux, Aoife O'Donovan, and Sarah Watkins. You'll know Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek. And together they are I'm With Her. They just put out a brand new live album, Sing Me Alive, Live 2025. And that's where you'll find that version of The Obvious Child here on 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo on Noises from the Valley. Before I'm With Her and The Obvious Child, we heard The Grateful Dead and Black Peter, The Velvet Underground in there, the title track to the White Light, White Heat album, and it was Cheap Trick. And the first song on their first album, simply called Cheap Trick, from early 1977, produced by the late Jack Douglas. And I'll have another Jack Douglas production, another song Jack Douglas produced, coming your way next hour. I'll have one in the 10 o'clock hour as well. And also coming up, another tune from Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys, an album that turns 60 tomorrow.
Hi, this is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have over 80 local vendors with seasonal fruit, veggies, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, and other specialty goods and essential items. There will be live music, community groups, and special events. That's the Kingston Farmers Market in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown, Saturdays from 9 to 1, rain or shine. Find out more about our events and programs at KingstonFarmersMarket.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for shopping local and supporting your local food economy. See you on Saturday.
Hey, KZE listeners, you're invited to ride with midday man Adam Shartoff at the Ride for Mental Health Saturday and Sunday, June 27th and 28th in New Paltz. It's the 10th anniversary of the premier cycling weekend dedicated to mental health awareness. It's fun, inspiring, and benefits Harvard's McLean Hospital, a global leader in mental health. A great ride for a great cause. Register at rideformentalhealth.org. Ride or volunteer and shine a light of hope and caring. Rideformentalhealth.org.
Hello out there.
Hey there, it's John from Hardeman Orchard's Event Barn in Red Hook, here to announce that we have some great shows coming up. First up, Saturday, May 23rd, a special CD release party with the Woolly Amrod Band. Woolly and the band will have some very special guests sitting in with them. To name a few, Professor Louie, John Platania, Vito Petrosito, Jimmy Eppard, the Out of Town Horns, as well as some surprises. Willie is going all out for this one, so don't miss it. Next, on Saturday, June 13th, Dennis Nessel and Little Creek. Get your dancing shoes or boots on for this one. Dennis and the boys will have you stomping across the barn. Then on Friday, June 26th, from Nashville, for a return engagement, singer-songwriter Mike Miz. Mike has been playing with some of the greats in Nashville, as well as appearing on the Grand Ole Opry stage. The Willie Amrod Band kicks it off at Hardeman Orchard's Event Barn in Red Hook, Saturday, May 23rd. Tickets and info, hardemanorchards.com and Facebook. See you in the barn.
Hey, this is Jeanette from Catskill Mountain High in Kingston, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
You know what would be nice right now? Another song from Pet Sounds, the 1966 album from the Beach Boys turning 60 tomorrow. Wouldn't it be nice?
Make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay.
released 60 years ago tomorrow, the album Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys featuring Wouldn't It Be Nice. This is Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo on 98.1 KZE. And you knew the late, great John Wetton as the bass player and lead singer for a time with King Crimson, with Asia, with Uriah Heep, UK, Family, Mogul Thrash, and other bands. And he worked with other artists. He had an incredible career. And he also did some things solo. And his last solo album, last studio album as a solo artist, came out in 2011. Here's the title track to Raised in Captivity from John Wetton on 98.1 KZE.
celebrating